Again, me what I've got to do on Fontana Records. They're at Angel Pavement. These are the new singles as released on the 23rd of January 1970. There were 51 this week. We began with Ansel Collins on Trojan, and that was Cotton Dandy. And Les missed the tender. So he's still stuck in the studio here. I'm glad you're still here, Les. We're going to discuss the singles from exactly 50 years ago.
And just one bit of useless information. Angel Pavement were based in York, and they took their name from another Yorkshireman's, the novel by J.B. Priestley, also called Angel Pavement. So that's a useless piece.
No, that's just the sort of facts we need as we head toward the unknown region. Let's listen to the B-side of the Angel Pavement single. As usual, B-sides are far better than A-sides. This one is called When Will I See June Again? Well, I guess we'll see June again in about 6 months' time.
My window.
was a rather good single from 1970. This week's release is 23rd of January of that year. The new singles, a weekly listing of 45 RPM recordings as published by Francis Anthony Limited, St Austell in Cornwall. And we have these lists. I have a set of these lists going up to about the middle of 1974. So as long as I'm still here on this station and still here on this planet, we'll carry on. That's another, got us another four years of it. And then if we get that far, I shall go to the British Library and try to find these lists starting up. They must have started about 1964, Les.
Yeah,
that's when music.
That was the start of the pirates, and it really took off in the UK.
I suppose you could work this out during the rest of the programme, because this is issue number 313. There were 50 weeks of releases each year, because they didn't release for the last 2 weeks of the year. So we divide it by 50. So we're about 6 years backwards.
About 6, 7 years.
Must be about 64, mustn't it? Yeah. So that was Angel Pavement, When Will I See June Again on Fontana Records. Now on Charisma, it's Topo Di Bill. And Topo Di Bill is clearly not somebody's real name.
And it was the pseudonym of Jim Pepper.
Jim Pepper wrote it.
Yes, that was his pseudonym as well.
This version is Topo Di Bill.
Yeah.
Was that Larry Smith?
That's his pseudonym, yeah.
Oh,
so it was him actually recorded it.
So how did Larry Smith get involved in this then?
Oh, that's interesting.
We've got conflicting research. Anyway, this on Charisma, it was in a picture sleeve. Mm. I used to have a copy of the picture sleeve, and the catalogue number is Charisma CB116, but it turned out that inside the sleeve was a single by the Wild Angels on BNC Records called Buzz Buzz, but that catalogue number was CB116, mm. So they'd blindly packed the correct catalogue number in the Witchy Taito sleeve, and this is why Topo Di Bill never got anywhere.
Time.
I've often mused what luxury it would be to have a team of researchers, a PA and a focus group, but they're all rolled into one with Les Newman here. You're listening to the new singles of 50 years ago, the 23rd of January 1970. Top Odie Bill, that was. And it turns out, now we've done some further investigation, rather than relying on the fake news which lies inside my head, it was Legs Larry Smith on the drums. It was Chris Squire of Yes on bass. Of course, Legs Larry was with the Bonzos. Roger Ruskin Spear on saxophone, also yes, yep. The Bonzo Dog Band. And did you say Jim Pepper?
Jim Pepper was lead vocals. Incidentally, that was released in the US in 69.
Yep.
And it actually got to 69 on the Billboard 100 of that year.
Yes, which is, they had a top 100. We only had a top 30, really, yes, didn't we, in the UK?
Yes,
yeah. Coming up now, we have, yes, we've stumbled upon a hit now. Not many each week got into the charts, but you're going to know this one, Les. It's on the DRAM record label, which could usually be relied upon for prog rock type stuff or decent soul. This time it's the Brotherhood of Man. You must remember them. And United.
I may have seen them, actually.
I would never own up to something like that.
I wouldn't have admitted it at the time.
No. And I know I've got another one that, in fact, we'll play it after this one, Les. I think it's another band you said you'd seen, Pickety Witch.
Oh,
I would rather see than your smile, my love. For united we stand, divided we fall. And if our back should ever be against the wall, we'll be together, together, you and I.
You're listening to Chris Bent. Not just listening, I hope, but joining in with all these tunes you know so well.
we've veered away from the unknown region briefly while we listened to the Brotherhood of Man and Pickety Witch, that same old feeling who you will own up to having seen, Les.
Yes, I saw them at the Glidodrome.
The Boston Glidodrome.
That was a venue in itself, yeah. It really was.
We can do a programme one day all about bands who we may have seen, yes, or who appeared at the Glidodrome.
From the mid-60s to the mid-70s, it was one of the premier venues in the country. Just about everybody who was anybody played there.
So we are heading back in the right direction now, because fortunately there are a couple of singles released by Island Records, certainly an Island catalogue number, Jethro Tull. Actually, the label is the bright green and red Chrysalis label. Mm. So this is Jethro Tull, Witch's Promise, followed by the B-side, Teacher, and then we'll be hearing Quintessence, Les.
Hey.
And you were telling me yesterday, I think it was, you went to see Quintessence at the 1971 Glastonbury.
Yes, fair. I did. I was there.
Yeah. And
it was quite different then, because back in the day, you could what used to happen was, where people used to cut holes in the fences, we just used to climb in.
They were free festivals, basically.
Effectively, it was still a free festival.
Yeah.
You couldn't do it now.
No. That year, that 1971 year of Glastonbury, I was doing my O-levels in a hot school hall.
And I can tell you now, it was no different then than it is now. It was muddy, it was wet.
Jethro Tull.
Are you a fool? You were kissed by a witch one night in the wood, and later insisted your feelings were true. The witch's promise was coming, believing he'd listen while laughing you flew. Leaves falling red, yellow, brown, all over the same. And the love you had found lay outside in the rain. Washed clean by the water, but nursing its pain. The witch's promise was coming, and you're looking elsewhere for your own selfish gain. He was willing to appear to you, you didn't care. You're waiting for the door, but you've already had your share. The witch's promises turning So don't you wait up for him, he's going to be late.
For further information about this week's program, we invite you to visit www.towardtheunknownregion.com. Towardtheunknownregion.com. Towardtheunknownregion.com.
Dawn was coming, found him ringing on my bed. He said, my name's the teacher, that is why.
Well, it's listed as being released on the 23rd of January 1970, but we did play that just before Christmas because there is conjecture among Jethro Tull blogs and forums and whatever as to it certainly says 1969 on the record label. But it's an excuse to play it once again, which is promised, followed by Teacher on Chrysalis Records. And now a wonderful single from Quintessence. This is called Notting Hill Gate. And the single didn't have this introduction, which we're going to play now. It was finally issued on a CD, Strangely Strange But Oddly Normal, an Island Records anthology. And I'm going to turn both of us down because I know Les is going to burst out laughing because I'm going to say, can you tell what this noise is at the start of the record? With Quintessence and Notting Hill Gate. And if you've only ever heard the single version of that, you're going to be amazed when I play the album version right now. I know this is the new singles, but ostensibly these are the new singles for the 23rd of January 1970, issue number 313, when 51 singles were released. And Notting Hill Gate, the fast version, I will call it. Let us see. You're still with us, aren't you?
Yeah,
Les?
Yeah.
You're still with us. Yes, this is the album version. Have you heard
just
both
recovering
versions?
From that little blow at the start of the last track.
Yes, I wonder what that sound effect was. Have you heard both versions of Notting Hill Gate,
no,
Les?
I've heard that one.
Oh, right, here's the slow version from the album. Yeah. Same tune. A little bit more mellow. Thank you. Magical stuff there. We sit around and meditate. We're getting it straight at Notting Hill Gate. We've got our lava lamp on.
Blow your mind, man.
We've got the joss sticks.
Peace, man.
The incense and the peppermints. The Afghan coat spread across the floor.
Oh, that was
The B-side of the original single is called Move Into the Light. And when it was finally released on CD, it said all titles recorded in stereo except Notting Hill Gate, the single version, and Move Into the Light, recorded in mono, which is not true, because I've got the single, the actual single, on the turntable here, in stereo, Move Into the Light.
Move into the light, hear what I say. Move out of the night and into the day. The new age is dawning, so move it on into the light.
Just in case you didn't know, it's love that created you. Surrender all you are at the feet of the Lord. He is life, shining everlasting life on you. Surrender all you are at the feet of the Lord. Look for the light between your eyes. Light is the truth that never tells lies. You are knowledge and bliss are yours. Great is the gate, and love has the key to open your heart to infinity. If you wanna find out, then move it on into the light.
You'll never know till you try.
Few singles I paid full price for. I remember buying that out of a department store called Shelton's. You were in Peterborough then, weren't you, Les? Shelton's record store.
Yes, I remember it. And Boots as well.
Shelton's was like Boots. It had a double, it had a stereo booth to listen to our albums in. Yeah, yeah.
You bought Try Before You Buy.
Yes. and then say, well, I don't want that one because it's been played. these Avenue singles for the 23rd of January 1970, 51 of them this week. Next, Black Velvet on Beacon Records. This is the B-side, it's called Clown.
Skip on their way. I am the clown they're coming to see. I am the clown who'll make them free. Sunshine, snow or rain, then all the children will skip on their way, sing, here comes
that clown looking happy and
This is the programme where we realise that that madness that we remembered wasn't just in our heads. It was mad. It was. It was Clown and Black Velvet, who Les has just checked and realised that he probably saw them in Peterborough at a place called Cloud Nine in 1969.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty certain they would have played that.
Yeah, it was a great venue. Thanks to our local presenter, promoter Steve Allen. And,
yes, yeah.
They had just about everybody, there was anybody in prog rock and at the time played Peterborough.
I can see from your list, you see, this is so wonderful this week. A researcher, a PA, a focus group, and a man.
In fact, Cloud Nine at the time was the premier venue for bands other than London, Birmingham, and possibly the Gliderdrome.
Right.
So we sort of like every band that was anybody aspired to come and play.
So we were luckier here than I remembered.
Yeah.
And I've got a pretty good memory, but Les is that little bit older. He's as I said in a previous hour, he was like a god to me. He had his own shed. With a radio, with a big, was it a military receiver? Was it
Les?
It was a
R107, which was a tank radio.
Okay,
used during World War II, apparently.
Yeah.
Well, that one probably wasn't.
It looked in good condition.
It was as good as a doorstop, you could say.
Okay, next of all, the Jug Trust. Have you heard of the Jug Trust?
No,
I haven't. No, on Parlophone Records. This will be Goodbye Train. And then on Trojan, we'll be playing the Kingstonians and I'll Need You Tomorrow.
Changing every day, so I'm catching the ghost. listening to Crispy.
Chris B at towardtheunknownregion.com.
Try to let you.